ZViews podcast starts right now.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of any affiliated organizations or entities. The content shared is for informational and entertainment purposes only and does not constitute legal, financial, medical, or any other form of professional advice.
Hello, good morning, good evening, and good night, and welcome to ZViews Podcast. My name is Ty.
I'm RJ.
Megali, you have to unmute your mic.
Yo, you've been muted this whole time.
All right.
Start off.
Wait.
But you want to say your name now?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Well, introduce yourself then.
Okay, hi, I'm Megan.
And welcome to ZViews Podcast.
What's on your head? What's that green pamphlet on your head, man?
Oh, well, it's on my head anymore, but I'm a great student.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Did you do that? Or
no, I kind of got baited into doing it. But let me get through my intro, all right?
Okay, go.
So we're based out of Naples, Florida. You know the thing, right? And make sure to subscribe on everything. You know, Spotify, Instagram,
TikTok,
YouTube,
all that.
Like up my IG post. You can forget about the others. Yeah, and let's run some ads before we get started.
This segment is brought to you by Ricardo Powell Cricket Academy, based in Tampa and Naples, Florida.
Megan, you threw me off my intro, girl.
Oh, God.
Anyway, what are we talking about?
Well, first off, wait, before you start, we want to call out the Instagram views, man. They've been kind of popping off. Not like the TikTok views, but the Instagram ones, they've been flying a bit. You know?
Pop, pop! Okay. That's exactly how it was going. Thanks so much for viewing everything. I love everyone.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, anyway, what's today's topic of discussion, Megan?
Today's topic is protecting your peace.
RJ, I think you have a lot of peace to protect, don't you think?
Okay, bro.
what's the first question?
Okay. The first question is, what does protecting your peace mean to you, personally?
Oh, it means that I protect my peace. That's what it means.
I mean, when I think of like protecting my peace, I'm thinking like mental, you know, like
yeah,
your mental health. I mean, for different people, it's probably different things, of course. But for me, I say it's mental health, because if you don't got mental health, you don't really got anything. So.
Yeah. Once protecting your mental peace for me is like just being happy. Make sure you're happy. Make sure you're good. If you're good, everything else is going to be good, you know?
That's nice.
I know.
That's very positive of you, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's protecting peace, and this is going to be a peaceful podcast, hopefully. So, yeah. RJ,
hopefully.
I want you to be on your best behavior. And on
you're going to tell me to be on my best behavior? No. Just, Megan, what do you have to say?
I think, like, protecting my peace means just choosing like calm over chaos and just like having my boundaries with people and choosing to be in like calm environments and creating calm environments around me. So it just doesn't like make me anxious or make me stressed out.
What's an example of a calm environment?
Like a clean space. Like I'm very particular about what my room looks like, about what my living space looks like. I just want like, when you're coming home from a stressful day, you don't want to come home to a messy space, or else you're just going to feel worse. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair. It's like a representation of your mind in like in your room. That's cool.
Yeah, like you come home upset and you come home to a messy space, you're going to get more upset. Like it doesn't help. So having a clean space just helps you have like a clean.
So nice. What you're saying is you get rage-baited by your room if it's messy.
Oh my God.
It's a genuine question.
She had a very detailed answer compared to some people. I'm not going to.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. My fault. See, I'm protecting my peace right now by not lashing out on you. So let's move on.
Oh my god, Ty.
You know that one meme where like the lion is looking at the monkey and he's just like this. He's just like
Yes.
Yes. Move on.
Yes. Alright, what's the next one?
The next question is, how do you recognize when your peace is being disturbed?
When I'm annoyed. If I'm annoyed, I'm going to be the most destructive person in the world. Okay. So you don't want to get me annoyed. Otherwise, I won't be peaceful. And nah, man.
You just become a menace?
I wouldn't say a menace, but I just, you could tell. Okay. Just on my face.
Got you.
Yeah.
I think for me, when like my... What was the question again? I'm sorry. That was a bit...
It's okay. The question is, how do you recognize when you're
I get rage baited very easily.
Oh, yeah.
like I get rage baited like 20% of the time, but it pops up to like a solid 60 when I'm like in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anything kind of... It doesn't like pop me. When I get popped off, I'm more just like, I just be quiet. I just can't handle it, you know what I mean?
I have a question. All your parents be disturbing your peace?
No, I have wonderful parents. They be taking care of me and stuff, and they're awesome.
You know what?
My brother. No, I need to calm down. My brother. Rage quits me. Rage.
Beats.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. It's like it's not even. He doesn't even do it intentionally, right? Because they're like, you know, he does have like special needs and stuff like that. But it's more of like his some stuff he can't help. He's like a master rage baiter, man. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I love him though, but oh my goodness. Yeah.
What about you? Stop talking about him.
If my parents make me. Not really. Sometimes they have their moments, but.
Listen, when I used to live in Trinidad, when my dad would want me to get up from my room, he would just walk in there with his coffee. My whole room will smell of coffee, and I hate that smell. And he just leaves the door open, and I just be mad as hell.
You need to get up.
I know, but like he just, because my AC is so loud, when I close my door, it's like quiet, but my room is so cool. But when he opens it, it's like, ooh, in my head, I'm like, oh my god. I just woke up. Dang. I'm smelling coffee. First smell of the day.
You don't like the smell of coffee, bro? I mean, I don't like drinking coffee.
No, my dad makes like the strongest coffee in the
world. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like
straight black coffee.
Straight from the seed. Oh, straight from the bean. Yeah.
Damn, that's unique, I guess.
No, I like black coffee.
Interesting.
I don't like coffee at all. Good coffee. I don't understand.
Oh, dude, do you like coffee?
For me, no. My little brother does, but I don't like coffee at all, man. I'm sorry. I like tea. Tea is nice. Green tea. Anything yes. And any ginger tea is awesome, but like coffee, no. I guess it's kind of good, but also no. I think we kind of getting off topic.
Yeah. Listen. So I didn't answer and say how I like recognizing my peace is being disturbed. So I notice it a lot when I'm anxious. When I get very anxious, that's how I know that something's off. I need to like readjust something. I need to take a step back and like look at everything in my life and see what's like making me anxious and how I can fix that. Yeah.
That's very introspective.
Yeah. I don't really get like disturbed though. Like it's like very rare. Like you if you try and get a reaction out to me, you won't. You proved my point right.
Okay, bro. Yeah, let's move on, bro. What's the next question?
The next question is, what's one small boundary that changed your life daily? Your daily life?
Boundary. What small boundary?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's a very good question for the nation.
I would say don't take stuff personally, bro. Just It is what it is, but just do your
best.
Yeah. Just don't
let everyone have their opinion. That's it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Lame.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not even like saying it like that, bro. I'm just letting you know.
Okay. What about you, Megan?
I think one thing that I like started to, which I think really helped, is not like feeling the need to answer my text immediately. Like the people, like I just like I no longer feel like I need to answer my text as soon as they come in, and I just like I wait until I actually have the energy to respond to something and not feel to do it anymore.
You are not that famous.
That's pretty
you
cool,
need
man.
To answer your text.
But sometimes I just like really just don't have the energy to speak to someone.
Speaking of energy, we need to wake up. I can't be having low energy right now. Come on, wake up. proper, wake up.
Yeah. But anyways, so what were you saying before, Ty?
I was saying anything.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to move on to the next question. So the next question is, how do you protect your peace on social media?
How do I protect it?
Don't fall for rage, buddy.
Honestly, I think social media brings me peace. See Instagram Reels and TikTok. I be doom scrolling on Instagram Reels. You know what it is just to see a horse just spinning in the air at 3 o'clock in the morning? Just laughing.
Oh my goodness. Oh.
Is it me or like my Instagram Reels just be elite at like 3 o'clock in the morning?
Okay. I'm a friend who gave up Instagram Reels just to go to YouTube Reels. I don't know what the difference was, but
he said, you gotta check up on him, man.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird, but
YouTube Reels is annoying.
Yeah, like isn't that worse? Is it worse? I don't know if there's like a big difference, but
I don't know. What about you, Megan? How do you keep your peace on the media?
Well, for the content that like, comes up on my page, it's usually just algorithm based, so I just try not to like videos that I know I don't enjoy, but all my accounts are private right now, and it's just because I like it. It's just me setting my boundary. If I want you to follow me and look at my stuff, then you can. But if I don't really want you to, why would I let you? Like, it's just that's just my boundary on social media.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. I think like people wouldn't really be saying, like, if I see someone trying to say something crazy online, I'm like, he's not saying that in person. Like he's not going around saying that in real life. So like take that of like a grain of salt. He's not saying that. He or she, sorry.
I mean, well, it depends. If I'm
you
with
mean
my
depends.
Friends, if I'm with my friends, they're gonna be like, yeah, he's definitely saying that without hesitation, but it depends who I'm around.
Okay, well the mass quantity of people who I'm referring to are not saying that crazy stuff online in person.
You know what? After this, I'm going to go through Megan's reposts on TikTok.
They've been pretty good lately.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bet the first thing is going to be your favorite singer. I wonder who that is. Anyway, before we continue on, we have to run an ad so I could get a haircut next week because Carnival is next week and I need to be all nice and thing. Yeah, so that's run an ad.
This episode is brought to you by Forever Radiant.
Yeah, boy. Forever Radiant. Always Radiant. Forever. Sponsor me.
Yeah.
What's your next question?
The next question is, have you ever lost a friendship or a relationship because of boundaries you set?
Low key, I think I did. I think when I was a little bit of story time, when I was like 13, 14, when I was like in the Texas area, I had a friend who would only like come over just to like use my Wi-Fi. And I didn't even, I'm being serious. I was back in the day, we was like playing Minecraft and stuff on like the iPad, bro. I was like, I think one day I realized, I'm like, bro, you're not coming in there, bro. You're not coming in there. I think it was you. Like, my parents always tell me the story too, like, bro came by and I was like, no, don't let him in.
Oh my God.
Don't let him in.
Wi-Fi?
Yes, bro.
Did you know how Wi-Fi is?
I don't know, but it was along those lines. You probably had the low budget one. I don't know. No hate, just stated.
Look, you made me laugh so much I forget the question.
The question is, have you ever lost a friendship or relationship because you set boundaries?
Oh, it was not really boundaries, but I kind of just moved on and grew up. You know, I just kind of outgrew them.
That's right.
Yeah. What about you, Megan? I know you probably lost a couple thousand.
Jesus Christ.
Why are you like this?
I don't know.
Anyways, so I had a friend that just was really not treating me well, and I set my boundaries. They wouldn't agree to my boundaries, therefore we're not friends anymore. Because it's just like, if you want to be friends with me and like in my space, I'm not gonna like stand for you disrespecting me in any way.
That's a good thing to set a boundary on.
Yeah. So they weren't like, you know how you could like talk smack but like in a playful way, they were doing that.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, you hear that, guys? Don't step on Megan's toes.
Yeah. She'll cut you off. Talk bad about my mom.
Oh.
Whoa.
Anywho,
who would think that's a good idea?
Exactly. Okay. Anyways.
Anywho. Well, then, dropping that bombshell on us tonight.
Yeah, I just thought I should say something fun.
Ooh, all right.
What's the next one, bro?
The next question is, how do you handle family members who don't respect your limits?
Okay, I'm using my lovely brother for this one because he's the only one who be pushing me. If he crosses my boundary, I will literally chase him around the house and slap him. Right? It's not like a slap like I want to kill you type of slap. It's like a, you know what I mean?
Sorry. Oh gosh.
Well, Lord, and then when my granny has no filter. And she just be like saying the first thing that comes to her head. I'm like,
can you give us an example of one of those things?
I cannot, unfortunately. Okay, I cannot, bad. But I'll listen, moms, I love you so much.
Oh gosh. You want to go next, Megan, or me?
I can say what I think. I think the best way to handle family members who don't respect your limits is just like distance. If you're able to like separate from that, it's just like there's nothing really else to it. If you able to do it and you're able to avoid that person if, and they're like messing up your peace, just avoid them.
Oh, also for me, another thing that I do to my brother, I talk about his.
You just abuse your brother, dude.
Like, no, I'm like, he's okay. Like, Ty, you're so and so. I'm like, that's why a girl leaving you.
Oh, God.
That's why you're a girl leaving you.
It's pretty evil, man.
Huh?
I said that's pretty evil, man.
I mean, he looked for it, though. When my dad be laughing, I said.
Okay. That's a good one. For me, though, I got a couple examples, but I'm going to just stick with one. I'll be bullying my brother sometimes. He be annoying. Like, you got to understand, my little brother, he's still my brother. But he needs to understand there's some boundaries, especially since we, like, got like the same like living area too. Like he be using some of my stuff. I'm like, bro, just you gotta understand the difference between like the towels and stuff. Like, I love him, but he be getting on my nerves. And I think just being firm with him is kind of like being firm with like certain family members is what helped me up. I would say I need to be firm more. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You okay, Ty? You seem to be holding the laugh over there.
I'm wonderful.
You're holding in a smile over there.
I want to know what's really tipped me off, though.
What?
My Uber Eats.
Oh, gosh.
Took so long to bring my food.
What's too long?
No, yeah. Long like too long that I couldn't eat before this recording. So I have my wonderful butter chicken and garlic naan right next to me, staring at me in my face, and I cannot eat it right now.
Oh, that's evil.
You know what? I'm gonna start some mukbang so I can eat my food during the podcast. How about that?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's
a great idea.
Yeah.
Actually, I hate mukbangs. Actually, I can't stand them.
They're pretty big back, in my opinion.
Oh, God. Imagine watching people eat dogs. I'm so sorry.
How hungry you gotta be, bro?
Hey, man.
Okay, so the next question that I have is protecting your peace different in college versus in the workplace?
Yes.
I think it's way different in college.
Because you can tell someone about their parts in, like, college, but, like, the workplace, you gotta be, like, a little bit more, like, careful. In a, like, a more respectful manner, so they don't, like, boot you out the place. You
know? Yeah.
Like, I feel like he gotta be more thing in college. Like, mm-hmm. more respectful in college than in a workplace.
Really?
Yeah.
What workplace you be at, bro?
The best one. I've had the best one.
Okay, bro.
I love it there. But, like... Just people, you can't say anything to anyone because, you know, people be sensitive and all that. So, I mean, college is on a bigger scale, that's why. So, like, it's easier to, like, trigger someone off than a workplace, you know what I mean?
I guess. I guess it depends on the workplace.
Yeah.
I also feel like a workplace, some comments just aren't appropriate and wouldn't be made in that space. So, it's just, like, it's very different, I think. Like, college is a lot more... relaxed and chill.
No, I swear my workplace is way more chill than my classroom. Swear to God.
That's very surprising. I feel like a lot of people have a different experience than what you're describing right now.
Okay.
I mean, I'm that guy, so.
My bad. My bad. I said my. Yo, move on, bro. it's not that funny, man. Let's move on.
God damn, are you okay, Audrey? Did you?
I'm good. No. I'm good.
We're good. Right. Himself calm and protect his peace.
Yeah, protect your peace, bro.
Yeah.
My God.
Your rage bit will not work today.
All right, Matt, you should have never said that. All right.
Megan, what's the next question?
The next question is, what's your go-to self-care ritual when you feel overwhelmed?
I wake up from my nap. First, I take a nap. Nap fixes everything, right? And then I go to the gym. And then I lift some iron. And then I lift some more iron. And I lift even more iron. Then I leave, come back to my room, play some video games, and then I fall asleep. Fixes everything.
That's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
I think my go-to self-care ritual is just, like, music and a book that I like, and it's just, like, blocking out everything else that annoys me in the world and just focusing on that.
That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Ajay.
What?
Can you put on one of them hats behind you?
Oh, no.
Other way.
I'm gonna ignore that one. For me, I would say my self-care ritual is more just like I have specific days that I would go to the gym. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, every evening. It's like my set days where I just decompress, go to the gym, work out. I've been trying to go to like, since remember, I don't know why I can't say that. I'd be trying to go play basketball more on the weekends now, trying to do more time management. I think that's helping towards my own like mental health. Care for myself type stuff.
Let's run an ad, please. We need an ad break.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by 124 Nut Out Sports Agency. Welcome to the next level.
So the next question is, how do you balance ambition with mental health?
Very good question. I think Audrey has an answer.
Ambition or mental health? I mean, of course, your ambition is more doing what you want to do, but if you want to balance it with mental health, don't let it overtake your like normal day-to-day activities to the point where it's like taking too much energy out of you, to where like, let's say you like chasing your ambition, you come back home and you're just like, don't have it in you to do anything else. That would kind of mess up your day-to-day, and it won't be worth chasing.
Yeah.
I mean, is it not the point of chasing your dreams?
True, but it comes to a point where, like, you imagine you take so much energy out of yourself, you just, it affects you too badly in the long term. You know what I mean? Yeah.
If you don't stop and rest, you're going to burn out. Yeah. So you need to have, like, a good balance of both things.
Of course, life is about balance.
Yeah.
See how I could balance this cup in my head?
Yeah.
It has water in it, and I just realized I had water in it.
So, well, how do you balance it? Like, what do?
I just put it on my head.
Not the water. I walk right inside. How do you balance ambition and mental health? Like, what do you do?
Always have free time for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's just play your mind detox or whatever. Just free time. That's very important.
Yeah. Just designate time for yourself where you can do whatever you like.
That's yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Correct is right.
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Megan?
Well, I just reiterated what he said, so I agree.
That's boring.
What do you mean that's boring? That's what I was gonna say, but he said it first.
You don't got your own like twist or spin on it, like.
Well, that was why I reiterated it.
Okay, that's why she just, you know, reiterated it, Abby.
Yes. Yes. Moving on. What's the next special question?
Special question. Why is this one special?
I wonder why.
This one's special because it is. Do you think protecting your peace is a privilege? Why or why not?
Yes, it is a privilege.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Why? Because imagine you can't protect yourself when people are just coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing all the kind of stuff, and yeah. It doesn't go, that never goes good. So having the will to protect yourself is a blessing.
That's nice.
My mom's gonna love that answer. I can't wait for
she. That's very motivational.
Like, oh my god, Ty, you did so good on this podcast. you didn't make a fool of yourself on this podcast. I'm so happy.
Does she really call you after every podcast?
Yes, dog. Tomorrow I'm gonna show you my call log at the time we drop our episode. Alright, that's gonna be mommy. Right.
That's nice. Sweet.
Of course.
Ajay, what do you think?
For me, I think it is a privilege because, like, a lot of people don't really know how to protect it. Like, I honestly didn't know how to protect it when I was, like, younger, and I'm slowly learning how to protect it, you know, because you don't really avoid a lot of stuff that you think you're still technically protecting your peace when you're not. So I would say it's still learning. It's a privilege to be able to, like, understand what your peace is and protect it. I mean, you're not going to protect 100% of it, but the more you learn, the better. You know what I mean? So,
mm-hmm.
I like it.
I think that it is a privilege because say you have a really bad boss and your boss is affecting your mental health, the workload's affecting your mental health. Not everyone has the privilege and the financial stability to just walk away from the job. And like being able to do that and protect your peace by doing that alone is a privilege because not everyone's able to just walk away.
Wow.
Mm.
I feel like I'm in therapy, dude. This is crazy.
Therapy?
I mean, dude.
Trust me, you don't want me for therapy, bro. I will tell you it straight as it is. I will not sugarcoat anything. This is
You'll be a one-star therapist, bro.
I'm gonna
all the reviews. He kept yelling at me.
Oh my god, Ty.
Rude.
Oh my god, Ty. My girlfriend cheats on me. What should I do? I don't know. I don't know. Leave.
You're not helping.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what appointment to tell you.
Oh gosh. Oh man.
A. My God.
Okay, so the next question is, how do you know when it's time to walk away from a toxic situation?
When it gets toxic.
When therapist Ty tells me, yo.
Yeah. When I analyze the situation, I'd be like, yo, it's a bit off in here, let me walk away. Yeah. But first of all, why are you even putting yourself in a position to be in that situation?
Well, not everything starts off as a toxic situation. You could be have a perfect relationship or a perfect friendship, and then something happens. But you can't say why do you put yourself in a situation like that? It's not always on purpose.
I mean, hey, if it happens, just block them. I mean, the world is gonna keep spinning, you know.
That's true.
Yeah.
People just be taking stuff way too serious.
But how do you know when it's time to walk away from a situation like that? How do you notice when it's starting to become toxic?
I don't know, when I get the hick or something. I mean, that's pretty valid, no?
Yeah.
When I look at you and I absolutely cannot stand you. it's a lot for me to not stand you. Like, I have to genuinely dislike you as a person.
Damn.
Yeah.
I guess that's real.
I think for me, I know when it's time to walk away from a situation if I notice myself wanting to change something that I do or change something about myself just because the other person said that they don't like it. So that's how, it's when the second I get those thoughts, I'm like, okay, it's done.
What if that thing is going to better you? Damn! Close them.
Oh, man. Remember to like and subscribe. Yes, thank you.
Yeah. If it betters me, I would just hope that the person delivered it in a way that, wouldn't be mean, I guess, unless I, actually really needed it. But I don't know. Yeah.
So you're saying you're the perfect person. Is that what you're saying?
No. What?
It was just a question.
Just some interesting rage bait tactics.
Yeah.
See, Audrey knows me.
I do. Thank you.
Want to know why I'm like this? Because of my friend. We support rivaling sports teams. And oh my God, we are at it every single day. 24/7. It's honestly become a habit.
Oh gosh, he was built from the fire. Toxic situation. I haven't really been in a lot of toxic situations. I would just say let's say you enter a new friend group and it's there's people that don't like each other in the friend group and you're like, this is weird, bro.
Yeah.
I had a situation like that 2 times and I kind of just didn't go as near them as often. Mm-hmm. And I think I kind of just phased away. That was kind of my way of protecting my peace. If they didn't fix their issues, I'm like, no, I don't want to be a part of that, bro.
Usually for me, I always detect a toxic situation before it even happens. So I usually leave before it happens.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm really good at reading people.
That good?
Huh?
You're just that good?
Yeah, I'm like that.
Yeah.
Now I got that from my mom, though. She reads people, and months down the line, it came true. That type of thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Intuition.
So I always scan out the situation before it happens and leave. So I've never really been in a toxic situation. Yeah.
Biggie month.
Yeah.
Been
in some game right now. I'm in my bag.
Yeah. Therapist time.
I'm not. I don't know.
You might move up to 2 stars, bro.
1.5.
Dang, that's crazy. Yeah, move on. Well, move on, bro. What's the next one? Actually, we have one more ad to run. Just give us 1 second. What? No. Okay.
Okay. So the next question is: what's the hardest no you've ever had to say for the sake of peace?
Ty, do you want to go out tonight? No, I don't. That broke my heart. Honestly. I wanted to go. I was, oh, no, nah, man. Worst decision of my life.
Because that's a big question.
Over the summer, I got offered a really nice job opportunity, and I had to turn it down just because I just had a lot on my plate mentally, and I was just doing a lot, but I couldn't take it on as well. So that's one thing that I had to say no to.
So that's why it's just a scribe on everything, so Megan, yeah, get her money up.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. Start a GoFundMe for Megan.
Okay.
RJ, what do you?
The biggest no I've had to say. I wouldn't say there's like a big no. It would be like situational no's. You know what I mean? Like just not want to go out with friends because it's like, is that really a smart thing to do right now, man? I got work, man. I'm sorry, bro. I got other things to do, man. You know what I mean? It's more just like little situational no's that might stack up, I would say, and it kind of affects you over time. You're like, hey, I should probably make more time for that instead of just like pushing it off. You know what I mean? So don't be like a hermit, but be a little bit more lenient, I guess.
Yeah. Speaking of hermit, I had a hermit crab once.
Really? Yeah. What was his name?
I forgot. I was like a little jit, right?
Oh gosh.
I was a little youth. And then I forgot him out on my balcony. And he became steam crab dog.
Oh.
I steamed my crab and he had his shell painted. It was like a smiley face. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry for your loss, man.
RIP.
I know. Yeah.
He's sponsor us so you can buy another one. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, guys, are you ready for the last question?
Yes.
Okay, last question is, if you could give one piece of advice to another Gen Zer about keeping their peace or protecting their peace, what would it be?
If you don't take things personal, that's literally it. If you take things personal, you actually keep fighting over people.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if someone has a different opinion.
Yeah.
Just say cool. you're still gonna go home and sleep.
Yeah.
So that's my advice.
That's nice.
Mine is just don't feel guilty for choosing yourself and choosing whatever you think is right for you over what another person wants for you.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm.
Last but certainly not least, RJ Powell.
Thank you.
Yes.
I would say just you got to be more firm sometimes. Like, so, like you might think you're just like, it's easier to just be like, whatever, it's cool. But sometimes you kind of have to be like firm on like your boundaries and stuff like that. That's my advice. That's just honest advice.
So it's a four runs. Yeah, boundaries and that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we learned a lot about ourselves and just like, I would say protecting our peace, you know what I mean? But we appreciate y'all for coming out. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, follow on TikTok, Instagram, all that.
And before we end it off, thank you so much once again for all the views on everything. We greatly appreciate it.
Yes.
Me especially. I don't know about them, but I do.
No, I'm saying like you see it growing every day and you're like, wow, that's
cool. I can't believe people are actually listening to us.
Yeah, especially Ty, that's crazy.
Yeah, that one's a little.
Bro, what, we are three, okay, well, there's one wise man and RJ and Omega.
Okay.
All right.
That's crazy. Okay, but be easy, y'all, man. We appreciate y'all and keep showing support. We really appreciate it. Honestly.
All right. Later.
Z Views Podcast was created by Basha Alicia Powell. Executive producer Basha Alicia Powell. Producer Alana Avis and Delicia Winnell. Creative Designs Basha TV Productions LLC and RJ Powell. Legal Consultant Alicia Beza. Music or rights reserved to Basha Alicia Powell and Ricardo Powell. Editors Basha Powell and RJ Powell. Graphics and design, Basha TV Productions, LLC and RJ Apollo. Music, all rights reserved to Basha TV Productions, LLC. Content contributors, Megan Curry, RJ Powell, and Ty Mitchell. Hosted by Megan Curry, RJ Powell, and Ty Mitchell. Thank you for watching.